club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 16th goes to a couple by the name of Cheryl and Donald Ricketts. Donald is 56, Cheryl is 55. They both live in Indiana. They are married. Salute to all the married couples out there who are in loving, healthy marriages. Drop on the cool bombs for loving, healthy marriages. Okay? When I say healthy, I mean on all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Salute to all the married couples who constantly strive to strengthen their marriages every day. Marriages are like anything else. They need attention. You know, the same attention you would give a plant, all right? Don't take it for granted. You got to water it and fertilize it, okay? If that's your best friend, you got to fertilize it every day. Act like it every day, okay? If there are things y'all need to work on them, okay? You and a person are getting old together. So you're growing, you're evolving, you're changing. You might not be the same person you was when y'all first met. But pay attention to all of that because you and your wife should be on the same page a lot of times, okay? What you on, your significant other should be on, and vice versa. And that's how the Ricketts are rolling. See, both of the Ricketts got arrested, okay, locked up, incarcerated at the same damn time. For what you ask, let's go to WEHT ABC 25 for the report, please.
Three-vehicle crash involving two drivers who are married. The Posey County Sheriff's Office say last night, Donald Ricketts crossed the center line on State Road 165 and hit a tractor-trailer. The Sheriff's Office says Ricketts called his wife, Cheryl, to pick him up. Before authorities arrived, Cheryl Ricketts allegedly crashed into her husband's vehicle, totaling both vehicles. Police say Cheryl Ricketts' blood alcohol concentration was more than 2.5 times the legal driving limit, and Donald Ricketts' BAC was more than 3.5 times the limit when he went to the hospital for a medical issue.
You can't make this kind of stuff up. I'm a husband. I'm driving. I run into a parked tractor trailer. I call my wife to come get me, and she comes drunk and crashes into me. Red, you know what I want to hear, right? You know what I want to hear. Oh, yeah. Turn it up, Red. Turn that instrument up. Oh, y'all been drinking. Y'all been drinking. Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. You thought being drunk in love, you thought you had drunk in love figured out, huh? Because of Beyonce and Hov. You thought you got filthy when that liquor got into you, huh? Mm-mm-mm. Huh? You've been thinking, well, F what you thought, because you don't know what drunken love is really about until you woke up in a jail cell with your significant other saying, how did this happen? Oh, baby. Okay? This is insane. My late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, starts tomorrow at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. And I think to myself in regards to, like, you know, sketches and stuff and other things, how do you top real life? How do you top a husband running into a parked tractor trailer because he's drunk, then calling his wife to come get him and she's drunk and she comes and then crashes into her husband? Then boom, here comes the police. Flashing lights indeed. What could you possibly write that's better than that? The moral of the story is love is what happens when two hearts find their happy place right beside each other, even if it's side-by-side mugshots. Mm. Please give Cheryl and Donald Ricketts the biggest hee-haw. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that.
Don't play a game?
No, I don't want to play a game because you want a surfboard right now. I don't want to play that game.
Surfboard?
No.
You want to play a game?
I don't know what race they are.
No, okay.
But I can only assume, okay? You know what? Why not? Why not?
All right.
I guess it's time for a game of Guess What Race It Is! Cheryl and Donald Ricketts. Cheryl is 55, Donald is 56. They both live in Indiana. Donald was drunk. He crashed into a tractor trailer. He called his wife Cheryl. Cheryl comes drunk, crashes into Donald. They both get hit with DUIs. Guess what race it is!
I would go white. Sounds like Budweiser, Miller Lite.
No, this is straight Jack Daniels head now. Come on now. Dan, do we got a picture? Oh, Dan got it. Dan, we got a picture? Huh? Me what? Oh, there you. Okay.
It's me. Yeah, it's me.
You're right, DJ MB. I mean, come on. The Ricketts from Indiana? I mean, yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that game. Thank you for Donkey of the Day. Now, when we come back, we can't find ye. I guess her connection was lost.
That's a damn lie. Why are you lying like that?
All right, tell me the truth.
She had to go somewhere. Why would we lie to the people like that?
We don't know what happened. She just said, I'm out. I don't know what happened.
Hey, that's just silly.
You silly.
That's just silly to say. I don't know what happened to ye. Her connection went out. Man, stop.
I don't know what happened.
We're playing the rumor report at 8:50 with her on it.
We're not playing it anymore.
Oh, never mind. See, you ain't tell me that. See, if you'd have told me that, I'd have went along with you. Envy. Why you ain't tell me that?
I did tell you that. You don't be listening. We just had a long conversation.
You're right. I was not paying attention.
All right. But anyway.
Yeah, what happened to you? Her connection went out?
Her connection went out. You know what? Yeah, Brooklyn. Wow. Brooklyn is sometimes.
Yeah, crazy.
Got the worst connection ever.
Crazy.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, we were talking Fat Joe, Little Mo, Remy Ma, and all that. Mm-hmm. So what is the question? We were talking about apologies.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can never tell somebody what to be offended by. You know what I'm saying? Lil Mo has every right to be offended. We all got our own triggers. We all got our own traumas that we're dealing with. So I totally get it. It's up to Mo whether or not she accepts, you know, Fat Joe's apology. But what is there to do after the apology?
All right, so that is the question. 800-585-1051.
When somebody apologizes, what is there to do after the apology? The person either accepts it or they don't. What
else is there to do?
What else is there to do?
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Let's talk. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.